Anthony Pallez, director of innovation at MOSI, says the initial development of the 3D printer was similar to the core of the internet boom, tinkering around through trial and error. He said this technology will be guided by the people, for good or bad.
The idea that this is something that is a part of the maker movement or the a movement that of the people, that sure, they'll find all kinds of applications, you know, military or, you know, pornographic or educational or anything, you know, as far as applications, it's really up to the people. And as far as positive applications, they're going to, obviously there will be positive applications in everything that you do as far as technology. Sure, there'll be negative and positive, but I think ultimately the main thing is that people have to embrace it and take a strong interest to take it to the next step.
The exhibit has examples of body part replacements like knees and hips, but experts believe that soon they will be printing living tissue for things like skin grafts or organ transplants. Pallez said within a decade, science fiction will be science fact.
I personally think it could be food printers. I think the idea of coming home tired, just saying, oh, you know, make me nachos, and then all of a sudden it's just like Star Trek. I think people love food, they love convenience. So, you know, as far as medicine and having something that will make life easier as far as a food printer, those are probably two major things as far as that, two mind-blowing things.
USF is one of the vanguard institutions using 3D printing technology to teach and research. The university is also helping preserve World Heritage artifacts. On display, there are many examples of Mesoamerican statues and grave goods, as well as examples of Florida archaeological finds. USF archaeology professor Lori Collins says she's already reaping the rewards in her research.
I can work with somebody else. Instead of having to go to Mexico to look at that object, we can not only look at it on our computer screens, but we can actually make an exact replica of it at any scale. You can see objects that weigh 6 tons. We can print it out in a form that we can hold, and we can actually look at it. We can examine it. So it just opens up a lot of new possibilities for sharing and exchange of information with colleagues. Is just the potential there is incredible.
The exhibit will be a hands-on experience with demonstrations in an interactive learning environment. Although it's housed at MOSI, it's tapped into the educational and creative expertise of USF and the Dalí Museum. Tanya Vomaka, MOSI Vice President, said the exhibit is exactly what the museum is about.
This actually is in our sweet spot for MOSI, right? So we believe in STEM, actually STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And so there isn't one of those disciplines that isn't involved in 3D printing.
The exhibit, 3D Printing the Future, opens on Saturday, June 14th at MOSI. For WMNF News, I'm Samuel Johnson in Tampa.